Is your child ready for Queensland Government-approved kindergarten? Childworld's exclusive Kindy Readiness Program is specifically designed for children between 2 and 4 years old. The program will help your child master letter and number recognition, counting, reading readiness, shapes, colours and social skills. Also provided are Learn to Swim lessons at Childworld's Gold Oz Swim accredited swim school and free bus pick-up and drop-off to your home. Hurry, spots are limited. Call Childworld 40 45 40 45.
Station sponsor.
Hey, butter, you know, we were talking about finding a lawyer the other day?
Yeah, I remember. About starting our own business, eh?
Well, brother, have you heard of them Mob in Cairns who won Indigenous Lawyer of the Year? They can help you out with contract leases, debt recovery, and heaps of other legal stuff. And they can help you out with native title and property law.
Hey, that's Minadeli. They can help me out so much.
For more information, jump onto their website, www.marawalaw.com.au, or give them a call, 4041 3088.
And hey, make sure you tell your friends about them.
Station sponsor. We get what we
deserve. Hi, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Hey, mob, this is Trendy Trev with your daily program, National Talk Black, live from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. This lovely lady's going to have her say. That's Cassie from Marawa Law. And our topic today is driving and using device hands-free. On the line, Cassie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So driving and using device hands-free. So, yeah, it's illegal to be driving and talking on the phone, texting.
It is. It's actually very topical at the moment. It seems to be every station you turn on, there's lots of ads about, you know, driving using your phone is almost as bad as being a drunk driver.
Well, you know, and it is about protecting people, you know, and fatalities that have risen because of stupidity. So we need these laws to protect us, yes.
We do.
So tell us about our yarn, yeah.
It's a bit hard, I suppose, because everybody, you know, today our mobile phones, we use them for everything. Everything from our GPS to making a call to texting to email, our social media, our music, so...
And watching Netflix as well.
Yeah, and watching Netflix. One of the days where you used to have your GPS, you know, your TomTom, and then you'd have your radio or your CD player. Like, it's now all on our phones. Everything we need is on our phones.
So what are these rules, though?
So the rules are that, as a general rule, if your phone is in your hand, or more importantly, in your line of sight or near your face or ear, you can't use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right down.
So this applies regardless of the type of license or age that you are. Mm-hmm. But there are, you know, like most laws, there are different levels or different rules applying to the different types of licenses that we have in Queensland.
Okay, Rodia, thank you. So learner, provisional, that's for everybody, isn't it, is what you're saying?
Well, so if you're a, you know, a learner driver or on your P's, then... You and you're under 25, you are not allowed to use your device while driving at all. So okay. No touching, no looking at it, no hands-free device.
Put it in the boot or the glove box?
Yep. Put it somewhere where you put it on do not disturb or airplane mode so that nobody can distract you. So that also means that you can't, you know, if you're driving a newer car and with these, you know, smartphones that have, you know, car airplay or... An app that automatically connects to your Bluetooth to your head deck. Mm-hmm. So you actually have to turn it off so you cannot receive any calls through your car stereo while you are on your learners or P's and driving.
Not only that, it also
applies the same if you have your open license, you are supervising a learner driver, the person who is supervising can also not touch their phone.
Even if they're sitting on the passenger side?
Even if they're sitting on the passenger side.
Oh,
they're not allowed to touch that. Their phone.
Yep. Is that right? There you go.
I didn't know that either. So
there you
that's
go.
Coming for, you know, for those of us who have our opens. And, you know, if you're supervising your kid or your niece or brother or sister, you cannot touch your phone while you are supervising them and they're driving.
Oh, fantastic. Well, fantastic to know that, but shocking that I didn't know that. Well, there you go.
It is.
Well, I'm a culprit then, back in the day when my kids were... Caitlin, you listening? Caitlin, you listening? Yeah, thank you. Not now. All right,
not
so...
Now, you're good now.
You're good now. All right, so so what else there? I mean, other licences?
Yep, so if you have your open, so once, you know, you get your finished your P's and you're on your open licence, so you're allowed to receive a call from your phone through your, say, your Bluetooth. So whether it's through your car stereo or if you have a Bluetooth, you know, you can get those Bluetooth add-ons you add to your phone. So as long as you can't touch, you do not touch it, you're allowed to use it. So if you have it on, if you're using Waze or some like Google Maps or whatever as a GPS, you can have it in your line of sight and be using it as a GPS, but you are not allowed to touch it.
Sure, okay. So then that's...
No hands.
No
touching.
All right. So if you're in the car park just about to drive off and you call in someone, you put it in the seat and you put it on speaker, then you drive off. That's good.
As long as you're not touching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, that's good because you can still talk. It's a speaker.
Yep. It's a speaker as long as you don't then touch it to hang up.
Okay, all right.
While you're driving. So you're not... So it's the easiest way to think about it. If I am driving the car... I am not allowed to physically touch my phone with my hand or have the phone anywhere near my ear.
Yep. There you go.
So
if you run with that, those two rules, you're fine.
Easy.
Yeah,
That's an easy way to remember. I cannot touch it physically with any part of my body.
Rightio. Thank you. So even if the phone's on the seat and you're not talking to nobody, but if it rings, you can't even say touch it to open up the call and leave it on speaker because you touched it.
Yep. But if you have, say, an Apple phone, you could say, Siri, answer the phone and put it on speaker. You're not touching it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, you just solved
Hey, Siri, call mum on speaker.
Yes.
And then, you know, it would do it via voice activation for you, but you cannot physically touch it with any part of your body.
Well, you know what? That's how I operate. I speak on the speakerphone and put it on speaker and put it on the seat. And I press the phone, the number I want to call, before I drive off.
Yep. And then so that's all good.
I don't touch it again. Okay. Well, I've hung up, but I've touched it.
You're not going to hang up.
I'm not going. That's
what.
Thank you. You've educated me. I'm not going to hang up. Gee whiz. All right, thank
you'll
you.
You'll have to say, "Can you please hang up? I'm driving."
Have to say Siri. Or I can pull up on the side of the road, then if a brother there at the corner, I can, hey, Trevor, how are you going? Hey, cuss. Can you just reach in the window? Can you just press off there?
Can you just press the red button?
That's what you think. Good brother, I'll hook you up later. That's too funny. All right, well, this is a beautiful conversation. Everybody has a phone. Everybody, 90% of people do drive. And now we know the rules of engagement now.
Yes.
Which is important. Because to our listeners out there, I'm in the studio and you're on the phone in the office, so that's okay.
Yes, that's okay. And I suppose the biggest thing is now, I suppose the government is getting really serious about, you know, touching your phone while you're driving. And like, you know, a $400 fine and 3 points, and then for your first offence, and then they're on your second offence, they're jacking it up to, within 12 months, you can lose up to 6 points.
Wow.
And you could get up to $2,600 fine.
It's not worth
it,
eh?
That's a big jump. That's a big jump from $400 to $2,600. That's huge.
Well, they're doing their bit to save fatality. There's too many people out there, innocent people who are dying from stupidity, you know?
Yeah, they are. But you can see, like when you're driving on the road, you can tell someone who's on their phone by the way that they swerve all over the phone.
Exactly.
Over the road. You can tell them. You can tell that they're swerving in their lane, they're not paying attention. You can tell.
Well, they're doing the yucky thing, texting. And they, I mean, speaking on the phone, well, that's bad. It's illegal. But texting, to me, you've got to have head down and pressing buttons while driving. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, my sister. Now, listen, while I do have you, a gentleman got pulled over for drinking water. Did you hear this story? Did it come out on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
He's drinking water. I don't know the full story. I just thought I'd put it across the table here.
Maybe this can be another topic.
Well,
for
that's what I heard.
Again.
He, well, there you go. So
due diligence.
Drinking, find out.
He was driving, but he's drinking water. Mount Franklin, let's give them a plug. That's the water he was drinking, but he got pulled over. So I'm yet to find out if it's true or not or what have you, but it was...
Well, I'm going to put that down as my next BBM topic.
Please, yeah. Thank you.
Drinking while driving.
Well, and then the other thing I think about too is I've seen, myself, you chewing on a hamburger while driving.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't think you can eat a hamburger while you're driving, Trevor. You're allowed to do that?
But no, you can't eat curry chicken and rice or bouillon rice.
So you definitely can't eat curry and chicken. But I also think you shouldn't be allowed to put makeup on while you drive either.
Well, there you go. Not to the listeners, not that I put on makeup, but you're making a point there, aren't you, sister? So I can chew on a hamburger while I'm driving.
No, you cannot.
I cannot. I'm not allowed
you
to.
Cannot.
It's illegal.
No, it's illegal.
Okay, so hence that conversation with the drinking of the water. My mind went to food, so I cannot eat a burger while driving.
No, but I think let's talk about that in another BBM topic.
Oh, okay, we can do that. All right. Well, food for thought, partner punt, but yeah, let's talk about it later. But good yarning with you, Cassie. Thank you very much, and let the mob know who's Murra Law.
So Murra Law is an 100% Indigenous-owned Supply Nation-certified law firm. Our head office is in Cairns, and we have an office in Brisbane.
And you are too deadly, and I thank you very much for the yarn, my sister.
So you too, Trav. Good to talk.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there with Cassie from Murra Law. And there it is. The topic was driving and using device hands-free. So your mob need to do what you need to do to protect yourself and protect others as well. There are laws. Apparently, you can, as long as you're not touching the phone, you can speak on the phone. So before you drive off, dial the number, put it on speak if you need to, and then drive. And then when you finish the conversation, as long as you don't hang up, don't touch the phone, it's all good. But otherwise, no talking while driving. You Mob 2 Deadly, stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say. 1-800-422-416. Yarnin' with Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we're live at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Island Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS for National Talk Black. Have your say. 2 Deadly.
Driving down the highway, looking for that place to go, the one to call home. She's thinking this is my way, leaving everything she knows. She wants to go home. Pulls on her blue jeans, letting her hair blow in the wind. She forgets where she's been. She turns on her country song, looking forward to a brand new life. She looks to the sky. Sometimes
Bejiggle man, from your clan. Fought against invaders to save his people's land. 12 long years you bravely fought. Military might didn't stop your plight against invasion of a once proud nation. Did you go mad? You're a clan. Seven bullets inside your body. Leg irons on your feet. Put you in that stronghold. Oh, clever payback man. Just can't be beat.
Yeah, Pamela, this is Marlene Cummins here on your daily program. Welcome back to your daily program, your mob, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the Murray Radio Station, First Nation Radio Station, here in Cairns, as BB and Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM, via NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, when I do this daily program, I usually sit here with myself, the fine-looking black man behind the mic, but shut your mouth. You might check our Facebook page out, because we're in chat now with two beautiful ladies. We're Cheryl Creed and Brianna Enoch. Brianna Enoch with Jarawi, and that's her daily business. And then also talking Cheryl Creed, Murray Katua is the pronunciation of her daily fashion design. These beautiful ladies just come back from Melbourne with the Global Indigenous Runway, but also they brought in some beautiful models here standing before me. And man is in his element, brother, feeling good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to chat to these beautiful ladies, talk about that daily Global Indigenous Runway. Ladies, come to join me. Check out their Facebook page, your mob. That's BBM 987 FM. And I'm going to catch with the girls now, Cheryl and Brianna. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Hello, thanks for having us back.
Yeah, no, great, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Listen, here we are, black on black in black. We're talking Friday 13th. Cheryl, over to you. This is your design. And this is your design, so this is how it works for you. So get that microphone a little bit closer there so you can have a yarn there, sister. Congratulations. I love your design. And
thank you.
You can't beat the colour black, sister.
Nah.
So tell us about first the Global Indigenous Runway. That was your first down in Melbourne.
So that was our first Melbourne show. And it was amazing experience. I think it took our label to the next level, you know.
Something new, eh? Something different.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And looking at your designs here, and I'm loving the black hats as well, you only design only black.
Only in black, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's different to all different colours out there. Being a black woman in business, and let's quickly talk about your name of your business, Murray Q Couture.
Yes.
So where'd that come from, and how does that work into the fray of things?
So I was having a muck around with names, with on words, and Murray, because I wanted to have my label connected to Queensland, because I'm a, you know, Murray woman, and Q, again, muck around with the words, so, you know, for Queen.
Queen, yes.
And Couture, because I wanted to present our mob and, you know, Australia with fashion that's, you know, red carpet appeal.
Okay, there is. And looking at those beautiful outfits here, like I do a Tina Turner every now and again, and I'm looking at these outfits. Tina Turner coming back, you know what I mean? And simply the best that's happening at the moment in the NRL space of things. But look, it's a beautiful, beautiful work. You designed this yourself, and where do you make your frocks?
Well, Some of them I do myself. I have a little bit of a help. I have a magical seamstress there that, you know, helps me with the tricky bits. I'm self-taught.
Yes.
So I think that the passion of it all, you know, makes you get in there and you want to, you got these images in your head that you want to create. I design off sort of some existing garments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see the garment and I think, right, I'm going to totally refashion this outfit and, you know, into something high-end.
And when you're talking to me, you're talking with your hands. I've just seen these black nails
on my
as
nails.
Well.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
all flashing in my face as well. And
we love dirty. The glamour. We just want to be up there all the time, yes.
You want to make just walk on the streets and go and get bread and milk on a catwalk, don't you? Everything's all happening. That's too beautiful. Brianna, and over to you, my sister. You're not so much designed in regarding clothing, but looking at your beautiful footwear, you've got beautiful high heels here with First Nation design and a nice little bag that tell us about your work. Jarawi?
Yeah, Jarawi. Jarawi, yeah, that's pronounced that way. If you can't pronounce it that way, it's Jarawi.
Jarawi, and the meaning for Jarawi?
Oh, excuse me.
The meaning for Jarawi?
So I'm kind of embarrassed with this because I've been given this. I shouldn't be embarrassed,
no,
but...
don't be.
You
actually laugh.
You know, when I used to dance with my father, you know, to do Krobri and that, and we used to go to the Shangri-La and, you know, all these big resorts and they'll ask me, oh, what's Jarawi mean? I said, oh, and I always get embarrassed because it means pretty little bird, so.
And that you are.
That's what I mean.
Absolutely.
Pretty little bird. So that became the name of your business.
Yeah, so, because, okay. You know, well, I should be privileged because I was given that name by the last initiated Jabbergai elder, who's given that to me at birth, and so I carried that name through, you know, from young. So, and as an artist, you know, I started painting on canvas, and then now I'm switching it up in the last 5-6 years, painting on heels and bags and clutches. So, you know, and supplying and empowering our women that are out there, you know, like Minister Leanne Enoch. You know, she wears...
And you got a connection with Leanne?
Yeah,
Enoch?
Leanne's my big cuz.
Hey,
big cuz. Yeah, her dad and my dad are brothers. So.
Well, she should be wearing your stuff while she's out there on the pavement in her campaigning and what have you.
Yeah, no, she does. She supports her family and wears or, you know, or buy, you know, from us as well. Mm. So that's deadly. You know, like Leah Cameron as well from Murrawa Law.
Big shout out, Leanne.
Yeah, to Leah, my big sister. She's always a big support. She's always buying off me. Thanks, Leah.
And even help just, sister out.
Yeah, and even this morning, like, you know, Crystal Concealer. So, you know, she's, you know, all these women that are up there in high profile, you know, in corporate world as well, that they're buying from black fashion designers. Mm. And this is what I was plugging, you know, before we left, that you mob got to buy from us, you know, to help support black fashion stay alive.
Exactly, beautiful. We'll get young Kayla probably get some video shots so people can look at the Facebook page and see the girls in action here. Let's talk about Global Indigenous Runway. Cheryl and Brianna, first time down there. So we're talking Indigenous Global across the country. So we're talking First Nation America, Canada. Let's talk about some of the brothers and sisters who were at the table.
We had you know, lovely mixture of Indigenous models,
mm-hmm.
designers. So,
yes.
So we had New Zealand, we had Canadian. There was Samoa.
So you would have seen some deadly designs as well.
Yes, yes.
We're talking Indigenous. So we're talking Indigenous. How you say? Art, so to speak, on the clothing from across the way, from other brothers and sisters?
More or less just the design, isn't it? Like, it wasn't per se of having
of
their
Indigenous artwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, right,
very personal, I think, came out.
So, like, you know, like Cheryl's, you know...
All black.
That's her design.
Mm. Yep.
But you got other mob that were, you know, coming out with these... like coats and you know, high-end dresses, but they were in colour and you know, it wasn't per se of having the Indigenous artwork on the material. So something different, like, you know, I suppose we need to also break out of that, but then we can also use it as our advantage as well. You know?
Of course, exactly, yeah. So it doesn't have to be all art design as such.
Mm.
It's just men and women, black at that, designing their wares.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. But a beautiful space, uplifting, when you're dealing with brothers and sisters from across the way in the same industry with this virtually same vision and using this as a business entity, that would have been empowering, would it not?
Yeah, so Tina has done this over the last 10 years, I think, now.
Yeah. Who's that, Satina?
Tina, is it Waru?
Waru.
Yeah, Waru.
Mm-hmm.
So she has had this vision of getting... at training our Indigenous, girls and young men,
mm-hmm.
And also
where's Tina from? Sorry, and what's her position?
She's based in Melbourne.
Yep,
She's Māori.
Mm-hmm.
So she.
She's the one who designed the global Indigenous runway. Is that right?
She's the one that's has grew
organized.
This. Yeah, she's the founder,
CEO of it. Yes.
Well, big shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's done a wonderful job. She's got all these models, you know, across the country, and also across the globe. So, like we were saying, like there was two Canadian girls, Indigenous to their country.
Yes.
And so that was deadly to see, as well as our own, that we had Giliva here from Vivinda.
Mm.
She's been doing that for 3 years. And so I'm encouraging you girls as well, to get down there.
I'll make mention of their beautiful models here. We have Mercedes, Cassie, Benita, Emily, and Savannah. Yep.
Yeah.
And so, and Cheryl, you use these models, don't you, these beautiful girls, in everything that you do?
They have supported me over the last couple of years, yes. Good. And, I love how they wear my designs. They wear it well.
Yeah. And they say things are proud. Sorry, interrupted, but
no, that's all right.
Beautiful conversation in regard to what's going on with this fantastic global Indigenous runway. It's been running for how long, sorry?
So she said she's founded this back 10 years ago, and so she's really trying to give Indigenous designers the platform on a high-end level.
Yes.
So that Vogue... the Virgin Australia Melbourne Fashion Festival, those who run that, to come and see our mobs, designs, because, we're given the space, we should take advantage of it.
Exactly.
But it's also going to teach us, how to do it in the big league, more or less.
Well, exactly, and it gives us an opportunity of to step up or to virtually promote and advertise to the world out there that we are alive with our design.
We've got it going on.
As black people in this country, we've got it going on. Exactly,
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Look at these beautiful ladies, girls. Can we just do a swivel? Can we just do a turn there? So we'll get some shots from behind as well, looking at the outfit. Oh, some nice tats there too, girls. You like that? Stunning. All right, thank you. So let's have a quick word to some of the girls. We'll start with Mercedes. A big hello to Mercedes. Just, sit down there, watch that hat. You don't need a headphone there. Hi, Mercedes. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
I'm from here, Cairns. I have family over in Yarrabah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of family.
Okay. And name some of the family members over that way.
Keys, Sands, Jacksons, Harris
as well. All right, beautiful. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. So, modelling. Tell us about modelling career. I mean, stunning as you all are. This is a future for you?
Well, I thought about it.
Yes.
But I'm not too sure. I feel like I've just... Because I got kids and stuff.
Don't mean anything.
I don't know.
Girls can do anything. We just had March 8, the International Women's Day, and girls can do anything. That's the message. So the fact that you just had kids, that makes it all the more even better, the fact that you have kids. All right, thank you very much, Mercedes. We have Cassie. Cassie, have a quick chat. Thank you, Cassie. Take a seat. And who your mob? Where are you from?
South Australia.
South Australia?
Yes.
And you saw the light and moved to Cairns, eh?
Well, this was when I was a baby, though. I've been a local to Cairns for a while, so shout out to my mob here as
All right, beautiful.
My auntie, Grandma Mavis, and Auntie Cheryl, Cherie.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Good, fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us. Benita, hi. Benita, come and join us. Stunning Benita, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
I'm Yalanji, Kupa Yalanji, so cooked down Woodrell, Mossman.
Mossman.
Mum's Mobs from Tully.
Okay.
Down at Murray Upper there.
Okay.
And Mariba.
And so where'd you grow up?
All over the place.
All over the place.
Just Bitsa, families, Bitsa. You know?
Yeah. Fantastic. Stunning as you are. So, look, love the outfits that Cheryl designed.
Yeah, stunning. I love Cheryl's work. I love what she's doing, and I love her as a person. She's very inspirational.
There you go. Fantastic. There you go. That's nice. You didn't pay her to say that, did you?
No.
No, it's all good. Okay, black on black and black. Emily, we've got Emily. Emily, jump on in here. Thank you. A quick chat to Emily. Who's your mob? Where are you from, Emily?
My mob's Pitta Pitta tribe from Mount Isa.
Mount Isa, represent.
Yeah.
I'm Murray from the Curry.
Yeah, why not?
Learn there, sister. Yeah, that's good, beautiful.
I've only just started learning about my mob recently since I've done KIAF and working with Annie and Cheryl and the rest of the girls as well.
So this really space in like modelling, fashion design, has made you passionate about finding
definitely.
Your connection to your mob, which
I
is beautiful.
I never knew anything about my dad's side of the family, so it's been great as well.
All right, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you very much. And also we have Savannah. Savannah, come and join us. How are you, Savannah? In that little beautiful tight dress you got there?
Yeah, I can't exactly sit.
So. That's fine. You stand.
So
who are you, mob? Where are you from?
On my dad's side, we're Gimboi Wallabari Ndinji.
Okay, right.
And on my mum's side, we're from Tapatigi.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. So how long have you been modelling?
Maybe 5-6 years.
Stunning.
Yeah, I started off with KIAF and I've did that for about 4 years.
Good, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, and then fantastic.
Aunty Cheryl picked me up and
And she scored well.
Been going strong since
All
then.
You five beautiful girls. Thank you very much, Savannah.
Thank you.
Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much, Cheryl and Brianna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jarrah Wee, you got a web page out there?
Yeah, so www.jarrahwee, so jarrahwee.com.au.
All right, and Facebook page as well. Yep. And what about you, Cheryl, with your business, Murray Q Couture?
Well, Murray Q Couture is still... website is in the maintenance area at the moment,
sure.
So it's half set up
Facebook
there.
Page, or
Facebook and Instagram, you can catch me.
And Murray, as in U, double I.
Playing
and
with
words. And Q, W.
Yep.
Okay, Q, U, U. And Couture. Couture. So check out that beautiful Facebook page there. Ladies, thank you very much. All the best to you. We'll get some shots out here as well with the crew, with the staff. Ladies, thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
stay
you.
Black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon to your mob to deadly. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right, too deadly. A beautiful yarn there with the girls in black, we would say. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Also, check out our webpage as well, BBM987FM, and Facebook page as well. And you can see the beautiful fashion design that we have here with Murray Q Couture and also with Jarrah Wee, too deadly mob. Stay tuned, BBM987FM.
Radio, everyone, you know, one afternoon, you know, I sit down my grandfather, Ivan Brim, up home there in Goodaby Creek, and he said, yo, my boy, you should write a song, now you shouldn't let those things slip by. I said, what in life? He said, yeah. So I said, all right then, Popeye. That's how I came up with this song, about life. Matter of fact, it's called Life Too Short. Well, I hope you enjoy it. Oh, cause life is too short to let those things slip by. If you do, when you're older, you regret it. Well, cause life is too short to let those things slip by. If you do, when you're older, you regret it. You can be anything that you really want to be. You can do anything that you really want to do. You can go anywhere that you really want to go. Succeed anything if you put your mind to it.
don't you know that the sky is the limit? Don't you know that the sky is the limit? I sat with the pop and he said to me, you can be anything that you want to be. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of energy to reach your goal, and you have a chance to live your dream. But it ain't that easily come as it easily goes. You got to keep it strong, keep on moving on, and don't get caught up in that negativity. Always stay the positive you see. Don't get caught up in that negativity. Always stay positive you see.
Yeah, life's too short. That's Zenith there. Big Mob up there in Kuranda. Big shout out to Deadly, that band, and all the rainforest people in Kuranda, Japagai Mob, and Mona Mona. Thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I'm live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have you saying Yarn Armstrong, give us a call, 1-800-422-416. All right, now the Climate Forum creates a history for region. Agency representatives from sectors across the region have agreed to collaborate approach to improve the resilience of the World Heritage listed wet tropics in the face of a changing climate. We're going to catch up and have a yarn now with the Executive Director, Wet Tropics Management Authority, and that's Scott Buchanan. Come to join me in the studio. Very good morning, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm well, mate.
Fantastic. Let me check that mic. Check again. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks.
Fantastic. That's better. Thank you. That's better. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're based here in Cairns?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
All right, look, a very important space you're working in. Mm. When we're talking about Mother Earth, to me and we as First Nation people, we know Mother Earth is crying at the moment and screaming out for help. So tell us what we can do. When we're talking about World Heritage listed wet tropics, a very important space and in touch with Mother Earth. Tell us about the work that we're doing there and this collaboration that you're talking about.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, you're right. The Wet Tropics World Heritage Area is a really important, special place. It's the world's oldest rainforest. Mm. And as you know, it's the home to the world's oldest culture as well.
Yes.
And it's really important, not only from its environment, but it also provides $5.2 billion in terms of economic benefits to the region. So it's really important in that respect.
Yes.
But it's also
the business side of things. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's country to a lot of rainforest Aboriginal people, and they have a really special connection to it, and we believe that it's definitely worth looking after. It's the second most irreplaceable World Heritage Area in the
sure.
world.
Sure. So there's still a lot of work to be done regarding protecting this area, and that's from all levels. We're talking government, we're talking First Nation people, mining companies, all the above. We all got to get it together is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. And this forum that we had last Friday, that was what it was about. It was about bringing a lot of different people together. So we had people from industry, we had the tourism people there, rainforest Aboriginal people, researchers, natural resource management, landholders. So it was everybody getting in the room. And the thing that was really, gratifying to hear was that everybody recognised that there was a problem and they recognised that we need to do something. And there are people who are doing stuff. It's about how we can get them all together so we can...
The elephant in the room, was there any politicians at the table?
No, we didn't have politicians there.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, we did that on purpose because we want to, you know, we want grassroots action.
Okay.
We want people to get together, but obviously the politicians are going to be important because to do this properly, we're going to need investment. Now, we recognised and the forum recognised that traditional ecological knowledge is going to be central to dealing with the challenges that we've got. We've got to go back. We've got to look at the fire management practices.
Exactly.
We've got to look at better country management practices. And this was a really key message that came out of the forum. And
I think we had a lot of input there from First Nation people in that conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. And you've got so many great ranger groups that are already operating and other Aboriginal organisations that are operating up here that really know their stuff. And it's about how can we support them.
Sure.
And that's where the investment comes in. So, you know, we weren't talking to the politicians on Friday. We're looking at what's our plan for moving forward. How can we have a collective voice? But obviously...
And now that's a meeting before the meeting, you could say.
That's right, yeah. It's a bit of strategizing about how we can get that collective voice so we're all speaking the same language.
Yes.
And then we can go to the politicians and say, hey, we're all speaking with one voice.
Mm.
But it's also important that we bring the community along as well. So, you know, there's things that we... There's things we can't do and there's things that we can do. So, you know, when I say the things we can't do, you know, for global reducing of emissions... You know, as a community, we can't do that. But we can voice it. We can voice it and voice our concern. Yes. And so, you know, how do we help the community do that? How do we get the community involved in doing some of the tree planting, the rehabilitation, getting rid of the weeds, you know, supporting the fire management? So those are the sort of things that we can help the community with and provide education as well.
Is this a one-off in regarding agencies, representatives, getting together, talking like so, or is this an ongoing thing?
This is going to be an ongoing thing, and that was the other good thing that came out of it. People were committed to doing stuff, and they said, let's keep going. We had about 40 people there, well, 50 all up if you count the wetmaster that were there and our board of directors. But, yeah, people were saying we need to keep this going and we probably need to form a smaller focus group.
Sure.
You know, with actions.
With actions behind it.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Tick the actions as we go along. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah.
By a mile,
yeah.
It's a trial. By a yard, it's too hard, but inch by inch, it's a cinch.
That's right.
That's what I like to think along those lines.
Yeah.
So in regards to this gathering as such, and now we look at it as a voice, when do we take the voice to the government?
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to start working around. So, that's the next actions is to get together and start looking at that story that we want to tell and then we can go to the government. I think it's really important that when we go to them, we've got that single voice so they say, hey,
this
community is working together. And if this community is working together, then we're going to make some really big successes.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's acting on what needs to be done in protecting World Heritage listed wet tropics. And when we're talking also that works alongside the other heritage listed places, the Great Barrier Reef. You know, where the rainforest meets the reef is how we like to explain it up here in tourism marketing terms. But it is what it TIS. It is the case, isn't it? You know.
It's exceptionally important. You know, that's what this region is built on these two really important areas.
Yes.
People move up here because it's beautiful country. You know, you can go out the back and you can find a beautiful waterfall when it's 40 degrees on the coast.
Have a dip.
It's beautiful. Have a dip and, yeah, you'll know it. Or you go out snorkeling and you can throw a line in and catch some fish. But not only that, it's environmentally, it's a really special place.
So from that group, did we... you said talk about a more focused group within that group. Did we organise that?
Well, yes, we have decided on who those people are.
Yeah.
And then, the next step will be bringing those people together.
An array of...
That's
really equal across the board in regard to who those people are?
So, yeah, we definitely have to have industry involved. We definitely have to have the rainforest Aboriginal people involved. And we definitely need to have some of the conservation groups involved as well. It's about everybody working together and, you know, coming up with really good ideas and continuing to, you know, sprout the good news.
Sure.
But also be realistic. We are facing some big issues, you know.
Of course we are.
And we've got to be realistic about it. It's going to be tough and there's going to be some big changes we need to make.
Well, for where we are living and protecting the area, but also when we're talking about the future and our children and leaving something nice behind, you know what I mean? And that's why it's so very important. And to me, it seems like a motivation, but it would have been good conversation, inspirational, but everybody's at the table as students as well, learning the process.
Yeah, we did have a couple of young kids there, so probably just out of school, so in university, so just 18, 19.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, and that's it. We've got to get the kids involved as well. And the kids are, you know, you've seen them out in the street. Kids are really concerned about climate change. They're actually showing us the way. They're leading. We definitely need them on
board.
When
we look at the fires that we've just had, when we look at the floods thereafter, you know, I mean, go figure. We haven't really had a wet season up here. The so-called monsoonal, here we are in March, coming to April. It's the monsoonal is around December, January.
we didn't really see anything. Not that we're wishing on cyclones,
no.
But that is the monsoonal time. But so there's something happening out there in regard to the atmosphere and the globe.
The globe, yeah, you're right. And you know, and you probably hear it from some of your listeners. You know, Obama are talking to us and saying that the seasons are out of whack. So they're seeing the old signals that used to say this is when you go fishing for, you know, mullet or something like this.
Yes.
And the mullet aren't there because those symbols are a little bit out of whack. So things have changed, and that's what we've got to deal with. We've got to look at, well, how do we deal with this changing world?
And we've got to be open-minded. If we, you know, like First Nation people, we read the animals, you know. If we're not reading the climate, the animals, they talk to us as well. They tell us, it's a book.
Yes.
Be open to the book that you're reading.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying, you know?
Exactly.
It sounds like a very deadly meeting, we would say, in regarding all agencies at the table and a conversation and moving forward. So how often will you meet, do you reckon, Scott?
Well, we haven't set down any dates, but I reckon in the first place, you know, we'll probably be working at least every month at least, and then it might expand out from that.
Sure.
But, yeah, that's part of the work that we've got to do is look at what is the plan to move forward and make sure that we achieve that plan.
And to all the constituents out there, we can all do our bit, can't we? If we're going to these beautiful areas, don't leave rubbish lying around, get rid of the plastic bags, all that sort of stuff, you know, starting fires, put the fires out. I mean, we can do our bit too, can't we?
Oh, exactly, yeah, and that's right. You know, there's making sure you reduce your waste, recycle as much as possible, don't use as much power as, you know, turn off the lights. These simple things that our grandmas used to do.
Exactly.
Turn off the lights when you're not in the room.
Exactly.
You know, walk to shops, don't drive the cars. You know, those simple things are just the starting steps that we can all do. And,
sure.
You know, let's all get together.
And imagine if every individual just dropped down a notch and doing something without using energy, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah.
You know,
it
could do. And this is a national program, so everybody listen out there, you at WA, you down there at Tassie, and up there at Cooktown. If you all just do your bit, we can help look after Mother Nature and this beautiful globe of ours.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Trev.
Good, Scott. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much. And listen, all the best to you and your deadly team. And I'd like to keep focus on what you guys are doing. So please use this deadly vehicle for conversations and let us know all the stuff that you're doing, good and bad.
Yeah, for sure.
And we need to get it together, look after Mother Nature.
Yep, I'd be keen to come back, Trev.
All right, Scott. All the best to you. Thank you very much. A very deadly conversation there, very positive conversation there. That's with Scott Buchanan, Executive Director with Wet Tropics Management Authority, and the meeting they had just recently in a collaborative approach with all agency representatives across all sectors and getting together and facing the changing climate, which is a very important space. No government political party was at the table. Fantastic. It was a conversation that needed to be had, a meeting before the meeting. But don't worry, politicians, we will be coming to you very soon. Watch this space. Have your say, mob. Yarn up strong on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Want to hear what you've got to say, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, and that's 0145714050. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Hey, Cass. You got $2? Naji, can I bugar him? Look, give me the short one to smoke. Naji, now I have a just give up. Where you going? I'm going to DJ, you wanna come on?
Let me take you down where that speedy grass be burning. Cast the wine back and we lose. And do it all right again. Drunk in the dust from too many times. Fighting all night again. Cast that girl. Dude. brothers on the back of that paddy wagon. I see my sisters, you know they've been through all kinds of crazy things. I hear my mothers crying, they'll be crying till the break of dawn. They say, this man my son comes to drown. Feeling no sorrow left behind me. This man my son comes to drown. They say, this must be the darkest town this side of the world. Standing outside that Kirby's hotel, where I'm on the outside looking in. Everybody will be dancing tonight, colored thongs and all. Who's that out there crying in the night, always stomping it in this pouring rain? Hey, doo doo.
Yeah, Tommy Lewis there. That's $2 here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number, but you may have to call that number next week. Could Murray about to sign off here on the daily program. It's a one-hour program, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Queensland time. And we're housed at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go by NERS, National News Radio Service. And the program is National Talk Black, so don't forget it. You probably know it. Of course you do know it. We do an hourly program every day, Monday to Friday, and we've been doing it for the last 25-odd years. So, yeah, two deadly mob. And I'm going to sign off here, but thank you very much for your company. But anyway, all the best. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and be the best you that you can be. Too deadly.
There's a breed of man with a calloused hand, for his work is harder than most. And he takes a stand, not on the land, but the deck of a fishing boat. Now his specialty is barramundi, but he'll take a salmon or two. I've even been told that catfish and all go into the packaging too. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, got to catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic in the tea, some chips and salad anyway will do me. Barramundi. The nets haven't got enough yet, got to catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic in the tea, some chips and salad anyway will do me. Barramundi. Now they work with the tide and tempers are tried by catfish and crab in the net. An occasional shout, how we gonna get it out? There's a bloody big croc in it yet. But a good sharp knife gets them out of strife, they'll cut the reptile free. And the skipper might swear and pull out his hair, it's a rugged old life on the sea. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you.
You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet. Gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in the flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Now a barramundi boat is fairly small, 12 metres long at the most, with four in a crew all living on stew, for their rations are nothing to boast. And for weeks on end these unshaven men breaking their backs for a crust, just to be let down when they get into town by an unpaying skipper gone bust. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in the flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Barramundi.